now, my dear listeners, look who's come crawling back to murder on Skull Drive. Not so high and mighty now, are you? What happened? Did that other mystery podcast leave you for someone younger? Prettier, perhaps? So you think you can come back here, click play, and everything will be all right again? Well, guess what? It will be! I missed you so much! Things will be perfect from now on, I promise.
To answer your previous question, yes!
Oh God, now you got me doing it.
Everyone shut their mouths and any other openings that make noise. I have to think. Who would want Manfred's lifeless corpse?
Maybe someone's preparing a hilarious Weekend at Bernie's type farce. Gee, I hope that's the case.
It was probably his killer. If we find Manfred, we'll find the man responsible for everything tonight. Nigel, what about that binder you took from before? Well, maybe there's a clue inside to who's really behind all this.
I almost forgot I still had it tucked under my arm. Well, let's bust this thing open. Huddle around, everyone. Oh, Velcro, fancy. And so nicely Xeroxed. Manfred was a real pro.
Whoa, stop there. Dark Secrets. That's an ominous title for a page. Let's read down.
Well, these are all about us. Oh no! We should really close this right now.
Not so fast, Nancy. It says here you spent several years in federal prison. That can't be the truth.
No, of course not. It's lies, all lies, fibs upon fabrications upon falsehoods. Don't believe a damn word.
There's a picture of you in a cell. And the date. This is right before we met.
Okay, I admit it's true. I did 2 years for aggravated assault. You castrate one federal judge and suddenly you're a danger to society. If he had just given me that parking spot, none of this would have ever happened.
I can't believe I've been sleeping one bed away from a lunatic all these years.
Not so fast, Roderick. There's something about you in here, too. Oh, my God. You never went to hotshot reporting school.
Oh, no, Roderick. Say it isn't so.
All right, you got me. I flunked out. I couldn't cut it. Is that what you want to hear?
But the diploma on our mantle.
It's for a 2-week course on basket weaving I took one summer. I phonied up the title and no one ever knew the difference. I can't even weave baskets. It was an honorary degree.
But you're the best hotshot reporter I've got.
Do you ever read my articles?
Do you know I don't read my own paper? That's for the common man. I have no business in their affairs. Plus, it makes me sad.
Well, if you did, you'd notice they're all nothing but transcribed Kathy comic strips. I'm a little surprised no one's picked up on it earlier. Ack.
Roderick, you're fired.
Ack.
Not so fast, Nigel. Only the owner of the paper can fire its employees, and according to this, it belongs to your ex-wife, Prudence, who is alive!
That must be a mistake. I remember her funeral.
All an elaborate hoax. The truth is, my darling was seduced by the demon of alcohol. After she left me, she moved to a small island off the coast. And as long as I keep a constant flow of gin her way, she doesn't seem to remember that she owns half of my businesses.
You monster! How could you do that to someone you love? I mean, sure, I've thought of slitting Roderick's throat while he slept, but only after really big fights.
Say what?
Nothing, sweetheart.
I do it for the workers. The newsroom's no place for a washed-up booze hound. If she were in charge, the paper would go under in a month. One time she tried to pay $1 million for something called a Crave case.
Oh, I've been there.
Enough of this talk. We're still no closer to finding Manfred's killer.
Oh, yes we are. If Manfred made this binder, then each of us had a motive to kill him. And any one of us could have moved the body during the confusion.
But what about whoever kidnapped me? Surely he or she is our culprit. He, she, her, him, herm.
It's Shim.
Shim could be out there right now.
I'm not convinced there is a Shim anymore. You could have easily kidnapped yourself. A little blood, a little dragging. I do it all the time.
You're mad. I was tied to a chair. Want to pin anything else on me? The Lindbergh baby? Chicago Fire? Slam dunk Ernest?
Face it, darling. None of us can be trusted. We're all as crooked as that basket you made me.
Only one of us has a history of violent outbursts, Cupcake.
I don't think you've accused me enough.
Well,
how dare you?
Not so fast. All of you. Who are you? I am Detective Johansson, and you are all under my arrest.
Looks like it's the slammer for our heroes. The pen. The big house. Rapeville. Sexual abuse town. Can the detective solve the case? Will one of them finally confess? Will I get the praise and credit I deserve for penning the super clever name Sexual Abuse Town? Undoubtedly. But tune back in next time to find out for sure. Until then, keep those cashier's checks coming in, because the birthday train set by Precious Moments is on eBay for $5,000. Virginia Mom 55 has been really jagging me around. So if you're listening, please reply to my emails, and let's come down off that price. Good night.